Our story today, as we look at great saints, the story of St. Maximilian Kolbe. He entered the minor seminary at the conventual Franciscans in Lviv, then in Poland, now in Ukraine, near his birthplace at age 16 and became a novice. Ordained at 24, Maximilian saw religious indifference as the deadliest poison of the day. His mission was to combat that. In 1939, the Nazi panzers overran Poland with deadly speed. His town was severely bombed. Kolbe and his friars were arrested and then released less than 3 months on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. In 1941, Father Kolbe was arrested again. The Nazis' purpose was to liquidate the select ones, the leaders. The end came quickly, 3 months later in Auschwitz, after terrible beatings and humiliations. A prisoner had escaped. The commandant announced that 10 men would die. He relished walking along the ranks, this one, that one. As they were being marched away to the starvation bunkers, number 16670 dared to step from the line. "I would like to take that man's place. He has a wife and children." "Who are you?" "A priest." No name, no mention of fame, silence. The commandant, dumbfounded, perhaps with a fleeting thought of history, kicked the man out of line and ordered Father Kolbe to go with the nine. In the block of death, they were ordered to strip naked, and their slow starvation began in darkness. But there was no screaming. The prisoners sang. By the eve of the Assumption, four were left alive. The jailer came to finish Kolbe off as he sat in a corner praying. He lifted his fleshless arm to receive the bite of the hypodermic needle. It was filled with carbolic acid. They burned his body with all the others. Father Kolbe was beatified in 1971 and canonized in 1982. We always remember from John 15:13, no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends.
Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.